It was about a house every quarter of a mile around here, and some of them still standing, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
One around Conehead and Golden Needle, they call it. It's an old colonial home. In fact, two side by side. One on 12th Street around here that is still there. And let me see, there's a few left. There's one out here at, on Hilton Avenue, called Hilton. And then there's one on another one up the street here, about half a block down. It's still down in there, called Everhard.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a few left like that of some of the old original farmlands out here.
Mm.
So all these houses are built in between them.
David said that this was originally an old house and then you had modernized it.
No, it was built in 1916.
Oh, was it? Uh-huh. Mm. Was it your mother's house?
Mrs. built it and she died, both of them died, and my father bought it about 1923.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been here ever since.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I didn't live, I was here until I got married, and then we had a little house. Over on Forest Avenue. My mother-in-law gave me the land and we built a little house. In fact, I just sold it last year. 6 acres, they tore it down, tore 4 houses down, and they're building condominiums.
Oh,
and that's second grade, too. That's not good. Anyway, that's where we lived until my mother died, which was about 2 years after we married Josephine was there, so we moved over here.
Mm-hmm.
The children lived in a little house one by one.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. This certainly seems like a nice, peaceful, quiet area, although it's not far from the main road.
No, but it's turned sort of commercial, but she says she won't stay here. She dies, so it's all right with me. My shop I have out here in the basement of that garage, it's where I like a shop. I got a whole lot of junk out there that
mm-hmm.
she won't let me bring in the house. I collect everything, everything.
Mm-hmm.
Just disease.
Do you actually collect maps?
Yeah.
Talking about maps.
Yeah.
From just Georgia maps?
No, southeastern United States, preferably local, then it gets into state, then
mm-hmm.
the area.
Mm-hmm.
I've got some American maps. I bought one in Vancouver, rambling around in an antique shop, big fella, out there, 1709.
Mm. Ooh.
He didn't have any maps, he said, and I saw some over the corner, and he unrolled it. It was an old map.
Mm.
And I bought some in Switzerland. I go in these bookstores or libraries and generally have excess things for sale. And if it's this area here and it's a good map, I buy it. They're not too cheap anymore. I paid up to $150 for some of them. Some of them were $5.
Mm-hmm.
They were $5, those maps on the wall there.
Mm-hmm.
You go in an antique shop and they'll have a drawer full of maps. They'll look through them, see what you can find. I don't find them anymore, though.
Mm-hmm.
Don't ever run into anymore.
So everybody's bought them all now.
I reckon so.
All the
what they do is cut them out of atlases.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Sell them for $5. There'd be 200 in there.
Mm-hmm.
That's $1,000 and thing. That was over 15. So that's what the antique dealers do.
Mm-hmm. How old is that apple?
Well, that's not too old, but it's a. There's nothing that big one. I like a little one better.
Mm-hmm. And, it looks like it's got a little age on it.
Oh yeah, that doesn't age too. That's my arm.
Oh, what did you do to it?
Broke it all to pieces.
How did you manage that?
I was tripped getting out of a car.
Oh,
last February.
Goodness.
See how this thing? You got all those nails in there.
Mm.
You're going to take some out of them next week.
Mm-hmm. I know your wife mentioned to me on the telephone that you were going back to the doctor.
Well, he's going to tell me.
Time
he's
in July.
He's going to tell me when he's going to take them out.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to take 4 of them out.
Do they hurt?
No, but it's a peculiar feeling. I won't say it hurts, but it's noticeable when I lay it down.
You tell there's something there that shouldn't be.
Yeah, whatever he wants to do is all right with me.
Not far
I don't think he's going straight in. I can't get it up no further than that.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
I hope you're right-handed so that it doesn't interfere with most of your activities.
No, it really doesn't. But a little bit open.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care. My fault.
Well, back when we were talking about the house, rather than going on from something else, let's finish with that. Could you draw me, is this the house where you grew up?